The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball, morning to you.
Good morning, Shane.
Lots of sport this weekend. Some absolutely really tasty encounters to look forward to. Probably top of the bill is Dublin versus Kerry on Sunday. That is going to be a cracker. As a Kerry man, are you pessimistic or optimistic or realistic?
Optimistic. Yeah. They're favourites for this game, and I think that they've probably arrived at a point now where they can handle that favourites tag. They crumbled big time the last two exits from the championship, Cork 2 years ago, Tyrone last year, obviously. I think there's more steel about this Kerry team this year. The new coaching ticket has added more defensive solidity, and if they are nervous on Sunday, which they will be, they have a much more structured plan to fall back on, and they will go back to a level of training that I think is much better than was there over the last 2 years. This is a better Kerry team, I think, than drew with Dublin in 2019, and that is a worse Dublin team that eventually got over the line in 2019, certainly a worse Dublin squad, and I think that could be key on Sunday. Obviously, the noise this week has been around Conn O'Callaghan. Will he or won't he play
Do we
for
know?
Dublin? We don't know. The fact is, we do not know. There have been reports, and there's been reports in the Star this morning that he is 50-50 and that he should play some part of the game. That would suggest to me that he's not fully fit. They're also reporting that James McCarthy will start at centre-back and is good to go. But for me, Conn is the key to this game
on
Sunday.
He's the key to Dublin's attack, isn't he?
He really makes
a huge difference when he's there. Interesting tweet from Bernard Brogan last night. And I thought he made a really good point. I mean, there's been very little talk about this game. And I mean, Dublin-Kerry in an All-Ireland semi-final. I mean, there should be huge hype around. He says very little, and he thinks one of the reasons is the unavailability of players to the media. Like, how is this still happening in the 21st century? Do the GAA players and teams not realise they do have a duty to promote the sport, or do they care about that?
I don't think they care about that one bit. They care about winning at the weekend, and for some reason they believe that there is a connection between their chances of winning and how much they actually talk in public. That, of course, is paranoia. There is very little connection between it. I think Joe Canning had an interview with Vincent Hogan in the Irish Independent the weekend. He won his All-Irelands in 2017. Like, I mean, that there is no connection here, but it should be taken out of their hands. It should be a diktat from Croke Park that you have to do media before every game.
Because presumably they'd care if there was 30,000 people in the stadium on Sunday. Like, you do have to promote your sport.
To be honest, I think they will care if it's not a sellout. Like, and it probably won't be. I think they were at around 70,000 tickets sold for this weekend. It probably won't get to 82,000. Like, Kerry Dublin, even in a semi-final, would generally be close to a sellout. They will be a little bit concerned about the figures that showed up for the hurling semi-finals last year. And of course, there is a cost of living and a compressed calendar set of factors that come into play here when it comes to those attendance figures. But there is also the idea that could the GAA be doing more to promote their own games? And that's certainly the case this week. Kerry and Dublin not doing press events. They will do events before the All-Ireland final, whichever team makes it. But the radio silence this week has given the media anyway no opportunity to preview the games. Now, would that actually change the ticket sales? Maybe not, but certainly you've got to give it
matters. I think it does matter. We should mention, obviously, the other semi-final, Derry versus Galway on Saturday. That's a hard one to call, isn't it, as well?
Impossible to call. Just like Armagh against Galway a few weeks ago, just a coin toss, it seems. Derry obviously were so impressive in that All-Ireland quarter-final against Clare and all throughout the Ulster Championship, but Galway obviously had a tougher game and had to go through that penalty shootout and had to go through the disciplinary process of getting Sean Kelly back for this weekend. Has that taken too much out of them, or is that actually the springboard they need to beat a strong Derry team?
I fancy Galway, I have to
you
say.
I fancy Derry. I think I think that they look like men possessed this year. There's just so many.
Derry been an All-Ireland final.
Unbelievable, yeah. There's just so many hallmarks of the Jim McGuinness era at Donegal. The question is this actually going to be Donegal 2011 or Donegal 2012? Could this be a year too soon for Derry? I think that they've got to strike while the iron is hot a little bit and they have to get over the line this year.
Okay. We should mention Tailteann Cup as well, Cavan versus Westmead, and good to see those teams play in that final. And whoever wins gets a big 60 grand for the holiday fund, which is good, and good to promote it. Let's talk rugby. New Zealand versus Ireland, 8:05 in the morning in Dunedin. Have Ireland got a prayer against New Zealand?
They do. Sam Whitelock being out for the All Blacks is a big setback. Ronald O'Gara in the Examiner this morning says he's worth 10 to 15 points on any given day for the All Blacks, which is quite something. You can also point to the fact that Ireland were over the line or at the line a couple of times last Saturday and didn't get their tries.
Yeah, the margin probably flattered New Zealand a little bit.
I think so. I think so. So if you take into account, I know every try counts and every, you know, misplaced pass or every sort of fumble over the line, they are significant moments and Ireland needs to be better. But if you are generous to Ireland in that front and then take into account the Whitelock absence this week, they do have a chance. The question is, can they get to 50, 60 minutes and still be in the game? Because maybe the All Blacks weren't at their best last week either. And we've seen in previous series that the more the All Blacks get into a series, the more they turn up. And obviously Ireland learned that the hard way the last time they were on tour in New Zealand and got hammered in the last game in 2012. So I think they have a chance. We're going to learn an awful lot about this team this weekend, and Andy Farrell has basically said that. He said, we will find out if these lads have the stomach for the fight this weekend. So, you know, they deliberately chose this tour. They deliberately put in two Maori games in the middle of it. They want to be under pressure over these next few weeks, and they're going to have a lot of tough questions to answer tomorrow morning.
Okay, looking forward to that. Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball, thanks for all of that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.